You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Murray State University, the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education, and the Commonwealth Office of Broadband Outreach and Development are collaborating to bring free public access broadband internet service to counties in West Kentucky. And here to tell us about it is Murray State University's Regional Outreach Director, Gina Winchester, and Coordinator of Regional Outreach, Jonathan Baskin. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Well, I guess the first thing we need to do is fill our listeners in on the origins of the West Kentucky Broadband Project and how this three-way partnership came to be.
We started with the Office of Outreach or Broadband Outreach and Development about a year ago. They came to us in August with this initiative, and it had actually been spearheaded by the CPE, Council on Post-Secondary Education, because they had put together a rural education task force to try to figure out ways to implement educational programming in the rural communities. The broadband office, OBED is what we call them, had received federal stimulus grant money, ARRA money, and had been actually trying to find a way to get into the what they call the most needy counties. Through their grant, they had been mapping broadband across the state. They had been looking at usage and pretty much discovered that in our 18-county service region, the four counties that they felt like were in the most need were the four river counties. So that would be Ballard, Carlisle, Hickman, and Fulton. So in partnership, they contacted the Office of Regional Outreach. We were more than excited to find out about the grant and to partner with them. We are actually a contractor, so the money is actually flowing through the university, but it is going directly to those four river counties to help increase access, broadband access, and availability. And how we're doing that is we're creating what we are calling e-learning centers, which are free access centers in each of those four counties.
And so the fact that these four counties were river counties really is coincidence. They were chosen strictly on economic need.
Economic need plus their research. They had hired a consulting firm, Baker Group, that had been doing the research on the broadband access and usage within the entire state of Kentucky. So those were the four river, or the it just was coincidental, I guess, that it was the four river counties in our service region that they targeted.
So on Friday, the Clinton e-learning site opened. Is that correct?
Yes, we had a ribbon cutting on Friday. It was a great opportunity to showcase that center to the community. We had community leaders, county judges, mayors. Senator Humphreys came over. We just had a really good group there to open that center, get it available to the community. And as it's worked out, as we've been targeting these individual river counties, the communities have really stepped up and have helped us identify the best locations for the individuals in that community. So, for example, in Fulton County, we actually have one in a library, a public library in Fulton City. We also opened one in Hickman, Kentucky, which is kind of on the opposite end of the county, close to the Graves or the Fulton County school systems, so that students can use it after hours, weekends, working on whatever they need to be using it for. But we're trying to strategically locate the center so that all citizens within that community have access and availability to be able to use it.
Gina, what are some of the learning opportunities that are going to be available at these e-learning centers?
Well, one of the goals of mine when we were talking about the grant, individual grant specifics and what they wanted to obtain with the grant funding, one of the things that I talked specifically about was we want to help raise educational attainment level in all of our 18-county service region. So one of the things that we looked at is how can we implement some workshops, some training, some seminars that would actually benefit those individuals in that community. So it really is going to be community-driven, community-led, and we're surveying the community to find out what some of those needs might be. We've heard everything from they just want somebody to come in and show them how to use a computer to they want to figure out how to do their taxes online. They want to figure out how to apply for a job online. They want to use the centers to help build economic development. They're talking about a call center that might potentially be locating in the region, so that would help train those individuals for that job. We've talked about precision agriculture because it's a very large farming community, so we might be bringing in some of our experts from the School of Agriculture in to do some trainings and workshops for their farmers. So it really is that the possibilities are limitless depending on, you know, what it is they really feel like they need and want out of those centers.
And how broad is the thinking on these centers? What are the long-term benefits expected in the areas who are getting the e-learning centers?
I'm going to let Jonathan jump in here and talk a little bit about that because he's the one that's actually been doing the hands-on work with putting the centers together and getting the computers available.
Yeah. Well, one of the intents of having these centers located in these rural areas are to provide a way for people in the community to become familiar with broadband access and what it can do for them. Because right now we see a pretty low level of penetration of broadband throughout these areas, and the overall intent of the grant is to increase broadband uptake. So by getting these people involved in broadband and showing them what it can do for them in their daily life, we're hoping that creates a consumer or customer base for these companies to come in and say, okay, well, whereas before when we thought about putting in, you know, running cable and everything throughout here, nobody really was interested. Now they're saying, yes, we want it and we want the best you've got. And so hopefully that will, you know, that'll increase economic development. It'll increase, you know, personal educational attainment, as well as provide a way for the university to reach out into the community. And, you know, more access to our online programs and everything like that are just good for the community, and it's good for the university and everything at large.
And Jonathan, I assume you've spent a lot of time with your boots on the ground in these counties. Let me ask you, here in Callaway, we've had internet for a long time. It's pretty well saturated. Is the awareness level of even really what the internet is, what it can do, how to access it, how to get the best use from it, is it pretty low in some of these counties?
Yeah, kind of what I've been seeing is, as far as the general knowledge of what the internet is and can do, it's about where we were at maybe 10 or 15 years ago. It's you know, mostly seen as kind of it's not a need, you know, whereas just a couple years ago, the Council on Human Rights is declaring the internet, you know, one of the human rights and the access to it as something that's a basic need. It's not seen as a basic need out there. We've got the newspapers that kind of bring the news and the education and everything out to these areas, and you've just got the general community connection there that is where people get their social interaction. So they're not seeing the internet as a way to connect socially. They're not seeing the internet as a way to get education. But fortunately for us, the community leaders are, and so they're encouraging us to come in and kind of increase that understanding of what the internet is and what it can bring to them, and hopefully encourage, you know, greater uptake in the future for the community members.
How much thought has there been to long-term benefits for Murray State from this partnership? I know that's probably not the primary reason to do it, but there must be some that maybe people haven't thought about.
Well, one of the beauty or the benefits that I see in this grant is a lot of times when you work with federal or state grant funding, what tends to happen is you get the money, you implement the program, and then as soon as the money runs out, the program goes away, which is very typical. But one of the beauties of this program and one of the things we talked about early on as far as the metrics is the sustainability. So what we are being able to create with this grant funding through the institution are e-learning centers that hopefully will not go away when that funding runs out. We are, as I said, strategically placing them in locations that the community hopefully will take ownership in. The senior citizen center is not going to go away when we leave, so the individuals using that facility are going to continue to use it. The community leaders can support it. The sustainability will be there to keep these centers open and active and alive. And all of the computers that have been donated from the state basically will be theirs to keep and to use. So 4 years, 5 years down the road, this center may be even more viable than it is now, or depending on the technology changes, it may go away completely because now everybody has broadband in their home and they have access and computers where they need those computers. I will share one interesting story that we heard on Friday from the actual director of the Senior Citizen Center. Wendy Stairs was telling us that her daughter, who is a senior at Hickman County High School, graduated last year. She took 23, I believe, credit hours through opportunities that are provided there at the school system. So they get to register, they're duly enrolled, they're getting credit through Murray State as well as some other areas, and they're taking these classes while they're in high school. But one of the things that she mentioned is my daughter, when she left school, did not have a computer or access at home to do her homework. And so she was constantly struggling to get that work done. She said, if we'd have had this center open and had, you know, the opportunity for her to come here with these senior citizens or whomever else in the community is working in the center, she said it would have been great. So again, that's kind of an added benefit, obviously, for Murray State University and for other educational institutions, but just kind of one example of how it might be able to help us down the road.
Was there anything that either of you would like to tell us about this project that we haven't discussed yet?
No, I think we've covered pretty much everything. I mean, this is going to be kind of a forward-thinking project. It's not something that's going to take off overnight. But, you know, we're hoping that, you know, if everything goes as it should, you know, something that not many people look at when they're trying to do a project is redundancy. But we're hoping that this is, within maybe a year or two, a redundant project, and we can close them down and everybody's got what they need.
And I can say, I mean, we still have two more counties to get up and running, Carlisle and Ballard. We're working right now with those leaders to find good sites and to get those centers open. But because of some of the publicity we've already had, thanks to people like you, we are getting calls. I got a call from Christian County librarian the other day, and she was asking about the project and if there were funds available. So I really do feel like it might be something that we can spin off into several other communities, depending on how successful these four centers are.
If someone's listening right now and we've piqued their interest, how can they find out more information about the project and also the locations of the existing e-learning centers?
Thank you for asking. We have that information on our website, so they can just go to the murraystate.edu/outreach, and there is a link there that talks about the grant funding and what we're doing with the four river counties. There's also a link there to the Office of Broadband Outreach and Development, the state office, so they can go on their website and look at the initiatives that are going on across the state.
Well, Gina Winchester is Murray State's Regional Outreach Director. Jonathan Baskin, the Coordinator of Regional Outreach, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.